Great to have you company. Sam Edmund, go to join me in a matter of seconds with an update. Don't forget the AFL Record Digital Edition is out now, available at sen.com.au or the SEN app, all thanks to Kasha. Sam, welcome back.
Dwayne, Bootgate, another chapter on it. So thanks for having me on.
So what's the latest? Does the AFL put out a report or some sort of news release?
They have, but before we get to that, I can tell you an interesting little chapter to this tale, as I mentioned, Dwayne. Collingwood players actually approached Sam Wicks before the game to question him about his boots. Now, we can tell you that several Pies players noticed Wicks' choice of steel studs ahead of the opening bounce and told him that they were not allowed. Now, we know what happened after that, albeit a freak injury. The Collingwood players are very much aware of it. Quainer did spend overnight in hospital last night, where he had staples and stitches used to close that gaping wound that runs down his left shin. He's back on his feet today, albeit with some understandably pretty heavy bandaging around that lower left leg. So you'd think it's going to take some time for him to come back from that. The wound's got to heal properly and make sure it doesn't reopen, of course. But you mentioned the AFL. It was being investigated by Steve Hocking.
So now that you've said that, Sam, what's the AFLPA's process? If a player pre-game has an issue, is there someone he can approach? Because it's not for them to address it with Wicks. It's for them to have someone, a representative from the Players Association, to address it, surely.
Well, I'm not sure if anything can be done at that point in time, Dwayne, other than to say...
Isn't there an AFL officer downstairs looking after the game? Isn't there a report you can make to that person?
Yeah, there is a game day or a designated AFL employee at every game, a match official, if you like. So, yeah, sure. That could have been tabled with them, no doubt about that. But they definitely did raise it with Sam Wicks, who basically said to them, well, these are the boots I wear when I play and I'm wearing them. Right. As we mentioned to you when we were chatting before, Dwayne, they are standard issue, if you like. They're the Nike Tempo Legend 8. They come with that soft ground version that has a mixed sole of steel and moulded studs. So the AFL, Steve Hocking today saying in a statement released moments ago from the league that they wrote to all clubs warning them that any boots with metal studs are not allowed, with any future breach exposing them to a fine of up to $40,000. So just a warning at the moment. And Steve Hocking saying in a statement, Dwayne, that there are players in the competition who have been wearing boots direct from manufacturers that feature screw-in studs that have a hybrid sole plate, which includes both plastic and aluminium stops, and these are not compliant with AFL regulations. Now, the Swans also released a statement hot on the heels of the league's statement saying Wicks was wearing those standard issue boots. The Swans have said, following discussions with the AFL, it's become clear that these boots are not compliant with AFL regulations and that the Sydney Swans will take steps to rectify this immediately. The Swans say they were in contact with Collingwood to express their regret for the incident and concern for Isaac, whom we, the Sydney Swans, wish a speedy recovery, Dwayne.
Yes, which doesn't answer the question as to whether anyone at the Swans knew that those boots, if they were checked, wouldn't have been allowed, I suppose.
You'd have to say no, because, as I said before, you'd be naive to think that Sam Wicks wasn't the only player in the competition wearing these boots or boots of a similar nature. So I think you'd find many players today, Dwayne, just going back to the boots data and saying, quick, swap these bad boys out.
And you got another bit of news that's been floating around today that we didn't get to earlier?
No, it's an interesting one, this one, and it's evolving as we speak. It concerns the Richmond coach, Damien Hardwick, who did his standard weekly press conference this morning, Dwayne. He actually walked out of that press conference early after he was confronted with allegations of, I think we'll call them, inappropriate behaviour among his players in the change rooms while singing the song after the last couple of games. Now, veteran Channel 10 reporter Hugh Rimmington fired a series of questions to Hardwick, who only responded to the first one to say, "Let's just talk footy." And Rimmington was referring to two separate incidents that have been circulating widely on social media involving a few Richmond players. So watch this space on that one, Dwayne. That one is evolving as we speak. And there's probably, we can't say everything about it at the moment due to the sensitive nature of it.
Great stuff. Great to have you on, Sam. Sam Edmund, SEN's chief reporter.